Parker Stone, 2192.
Ella?
President, I saw you today and I'm proud of you.
Well, I just wanted to talk to my frugal, thrifty friend who believes in getting a dollar's value out of a dollar spent.
Well done. Even Harry Bird applauded you.
Well, thank you, Walker. I just wanted to thank you for being with me these last few days. It has been so much of a trial and tribulation, and Marshall came, called me, and was real wonderful, and I don't deserve it, but I do appreciate it.
Well, I'll call any time, Leonard.
Get me any words you think I ought to have, and pick up the phone and call me when I need to. I need all the help and strength that I can get, and if I can't count on folks like you, I'm in a hell of a shape. And just give me the benefit of your judgment and your wisdom of the years.
Well, I thank you for that. I'd rather wait until you've got something that you think I can help on.
Well, I'll do that. I'll be in touch with you. But the trouble with the man here, he gets locked in behind the gate, you know, and he just sees the people who make him see him, and he doesn't get that. Mr. Abram always said that if the people got around him, kind of closed him off, and I don't want to get fenced off, and I want to break through like a wild pony sometime.
Okay.
You come in, and the first time you're over this way, give me a buzz, and let's sit down and visit some evening.
All right, who should I call over there?
Oh, Bill Moyer or Ms. Roberts. Anytime you're free, 5 o'clock, maybe if you're here Friday, if you're not out of town, maybe we could do it then. I'll sit down, you know, after the cool of the evening, we kind of relax a little, and I'd like to visit with you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Walker.
Thank you.
Waiting.